Today is Thursday, October 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, yesterday, I was really stressed. And I got done recording about 6:30. I don't know exactly the time, but I got done recording, I don't know, somewhere around 6:30 or something like that. And I just wanted to lay on the floor. And so I literally laid on the floor and listened to a podcast for another half an hour or something like that. I felt bad because when I went downstairs, it was almost 7 o'clock and Mark is like, oh, good to see you. Good to know you still exist or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I really needed to just kind of, unwind, listen to something. I didn't want to even watch TV. I literally just wanted to lay on the floor. And it sounds weird when I say I wanted to lay on the floor, but this room is one of the few carpeted rooms in our house. The guest bedrooms are carpeted, but we like never go in there. But other than that, like the upstairs is carpeted. And the upstairs is just like one bonus room, which is basically my studio. And then there's a walk-in closet. There's a bathroom that's not carpeted, obviously. You know, I think they did used to carpet bathrooms. I mean, I remember seeing like, I don't know what era that was, but I want to say 70s, 80s, maybe. I don't know. Could be even earlier than that. But I remember seeing a movie or a TV show or something where the bathroom was carpeted. And I don't know. I don't know if that was a thing ever or maybe it was just a TV show. But regardless, that seems like the grossest thing, though. I mean, think about it. Men go in bathrooms and they pee standing up. And you know, I mean, you don't see it, but you know that some of that urine is splashing and splashing around and getting on that carpet. And so you're like, I don't know, it's soaking up that pee. If you flush the toilet and you don't have the lid closed, you get all that splashing of like poo and whatever else was in the toilet. And that's got to splash out and get soaked into the carpet. I mean, I feel like that's just really gross. But anyway, regardless, I didn't want to lay on the couch. I just literally wanted to lay on the floor, on the carpet. And so that's what I did. And then last night we went and got food because again, I mean, I'm a horrible person basically who has no willpower anymore. My willpower is completely shot. I'm just going to continue to grow and grow and grow and become the Incredible Hulk in a bad way. Not in the muscular way, but in the, like, just, you know, blob, in the blob sort of way. But we watched a new TV show, a new Hulu show that I can't think of the name of. It was pretty good, but I can't really recommend it because I don't know the name. But it's a paranormal sort of thing where it's this guy who's, I don't even know. He's like, Hellstrom, maybe is the name of it. He's like, he and his sister, their parents, like the mom is demon possessed and the dad is was a serial killer or something. And they got powers somehow. I don't know if they're demonic powers or I don't know. It's a little ridiculous, but it was a time filler. And so we watched TV and, you know, I had to brush the dog and blah, blah, blah. So I did that. And then today, I'm in a much better mood right now because today, when I got up this morning and came upstairs, I did a little bit of work on the stuff that put me in a bad mood yesterday that I was like, oh my God, we're not going to have time. He totally flipped it around. I was like, you know, I'm going to take a stab at this on my own before our meetings start because we had meetings like all afternoon. And I was like, you know, I'm going to have a look at this and then I'm going to do some of this on my own just to prepare. Because I feel like if I sit down and I think of, and I don't want to go into details anymore, but I feel like if I sit down and I prepare, for meetings especially, or things where we're going to have like a working session. I really don't enjoy working sessions, but I think if I sit down and I prepare ahead of time and I'm like, here are the thoughts that I put together. So I spent about an hour, sat down, just kind of prepared my stuff. I sent an email to the other product owners and I said, hey, here's what I came up with this morning. So I could give them a couple of hours to, you know, look at what I had done and comment. And then, and then they commented. I probably spent less than an hour because I had two meetings this morning, all the way from 10 to noon. And then I had lunch, and then I had meetings from 1 to 4. But during one of the meetings was one of those town hall meetings where they're like, oh, so-and-so was hired and here's how we're doing. Oh, and here's a video that's inspirational for the holidays. Oh, you guys, here's our marketing plan. You know, well, Walmart. And sometimes I skip them and just like, I'm like, eh, I don't care. But anyway, I watched that because I wasn't really participating. It's not like I was presenting in this meeting. And during that, I started working a little bit on the Mix Minus website because we decided to, at first, because we're hosting our podcast on a service called Anchor.fm, Anchor.fm. And so I just got a text message. Breaking news. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. I got a text message saying they're asking me about a small brass ensemble to record music, and I've already decided that I wasn't going to participate in this recording stuff because I just really don't feel it's safe. So I got distracted. I don't even know what I was saying. I like to prepare. Oh, yeah. No. I was working on Mix Minus website because I'm going to have to close my phone so that I just don't pay attention to that. So we originally, and we still are using Anchor.fm for like the feed. And it gets published to iTunes and Spotify and like all these different places. But we wanted to do some other stuff. We have a behind the scenes club that we're doing called Level 13. And people who join that get to hear pre and post show recordings. They get a special feed that has that in it if you really want to hear that. We have a Discord server with chat that we can, you know, chat with the Level 13 folks. And, you know, we'll have other perks along the way. And it's not for pay. The only thing that we ask is that, you know, you help us promote the show via social media and et cetera, et cetera. So we needed a website for that. So I had set it up, but I hadn't done anything. So there were some complaints, especially from Auntie Vera because he doesn't use a podcatcher. So he doesn't use an app. He only listens to podcasts by going to their website. And so when I set up this page, originally mixminuspodcast.com was redirecting to the Anchor page so Scott could play the podcast. But when I set up this page, the redirect was no longer in place. It actually went to our website, but there was just like this sample page there because I hadn't had time. So today I set up the page, I did all of that, and my next task, Mix Minus related, is we're going to try to put transcripts up of all of our shows on this website so that if people are like Googling for a particular topic that we talked about, they might get a link to our website and then they could see that it's a podcast and maybe we'll get more subscribers that way. So right now, but it's a lot. So Word Online has a transcription feature, so you can upload an audio file and it will transcribe it. So it's been working on this for about half an hour, because our show's about an hour and 20 minutes. It's been working for about a half an hour and it's 53%. So I'll probably have to leave it for a while and then come back And anyway, the text of that is going to be posted on the website as well. So I worked on that today, and that's about it. Because we're recording, the reason, because I'm a procrastinator, as I've said before, and we're recording Mix Minus tomorrow. So obviously I wait until the day before to do things that I need to do. So that's, so then I can say, okay, I did my task. Although I was assigned a task by Mark, home related, to contact the pest control service because they never came out to do an estimate for the flea and tick spraying of the yard. Now I think it's too late because it's getting cold and I think fleas and ticks go away during the winter, but I have not done that yet. And he assigned it to me over a week ago, so I've really got to do that. And I think I'm going to go vote tomorrow afternoon, so I'll let you guys know how the voting went. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.